Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday 8 to 5 and Saturday 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
This is Patty Biggers. Good morning and welcome to Tradio for a Friday. It's the second day of January, the first Tradio of the year, and in the studio with me, Chris Weiss. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Julie.
Thank you for coming in. Was it frosty?
It was a little bit frosty, and yeah, I had not put my little shield on the windshield.
So it's painful. Like, scraping this morning.
Yeah, a little scraping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot to remind people that that would be in their future this morning.
Yeah, and I should have known. I mean, Joe had gone out and said, oh, yeah, I have to let the car warm up. My scraper isn't working. And it's just like, did that ring a bell? No, because I thought I had put the cover on, but no.
And the old scraper isn't working. That's when you remember is when you can only make two lines across your, you know, and anyway, the joys of winter.
Yes,
anyway,
yes.
Tradio is on for the day again. Oh, there's a phone.
Hey.
Okay, so our new phone number is 907-531-8049. And it's so hard to remember sometimes, but if you call on that number, then we will be able to put you on the air. Otherwise, we can't hear you talk. So I am going to talk to the caller on line one. Can you hear me, caller?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good. Yeah. Hi, John.
Hello. I have some Starbucks 40-ounce espresso beans that I'd like to sell. I ended up buying too many bags.
Okay.
And I'd like $25 a bag.
Okay. Is that like a medium roast or what?
It's a dark roast.
Yeah, ooh, espresso is usually dark.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And you said that they were 48-ounce?
They're 40-ounce bags.
Oh, 40-ounce. Okay.
And they're 100% Arabica.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
And
their whole bean.
And did you say 25?
Yes, for the 40-ounce bag.
Okay. And your number?
907-772-3677.
3677. Okay.
And they're the Starbucks espresso roast.
Okay.
Well, that's good coffee.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You have a great weekend.
You too. Morning edition runs on Starbucks espresso, which explains, I guess, some things about morning edition. But anyway, yes, it's nice to get Tradio back on the air.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's this day is kind of funny, isn't it? A work day snuck into what was a holiday week.
Yes, I
so
know.
A little taste of the lash. But
yeah, yeah, I know. Some people, I felt sorry that they would have to go to work today. But
yes. On the other hand, it's nice to have some order restored to the world and some structure that you recognize to the day. And, and it gets
so
you ready
not
for
a
next,
shock
week.
Next week.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Monday otherwise could have been much more difficult. I think the kids are still out of school.
Yes, they are.
So, and some people are continuing to celebrate.
Yes.
But the library is a busy place.
It is a busy place. Mm-hmm. There are lots of classes coming up.
Oh, so many.
Yes. And so I always just recommend that you go to psglib.org because if you need to register, that's where you can register. For instance, Oren is having another writer's workshop coming up for the last three Saturdays in January, I believe. And
yes.
I think there was at least one or two spaces available as of last week.
Yeah.
So,
yes, those fill up fast.
It does fill up fast. So,
yeah.
And then Ashley, I believe, is doing a foliage workshop.
Yes.
Coming up.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Foliage and flowers in oil.
Yes.
Two evenings with Ashley painting at the library. 13th and 14th.
Yes.
And that's for adults and high school students. It's free for high school students.
Yeah.
So you can sign up for that. There's also a quilting, make a table runner.
Right.
With Liz Bacon coming up.
Okay. And I almost forgot. Is it this? No, the 10th. The puzzle contest.
That's a puzzle to me. How can someone do a 500-piece puzzle in 2 hours?
I don't know. I think it's possible. I think it's possible.
It takes me a couple months. But I'm not an expert. But on the 10th, I believe, there is the puzzle competition, and they're going to have seven teams. Do you have the puzzles, or can you bring your own?
You can't bring your own. It's they've got seven puzzles that are the same. So yes. So
you are,
yeah.
All right.
I mean, that's the only way you can make it fair.
Right, yeah. I suppose you're right.
And so that should be fun.
That should be very fun. So they can sign up at the library, and the first seven teams will be allowed to compete,
but
right?
I don't remember about the sign-up right now, and that's... we were discussing that the other night, and then I didn't look it up.
It said 12:45 on Saturday the 10th. The contest starts from 1 to 3:30.
Okay, that's what I thought, that you couldn't register way ahead of time because they don't want somebody to register and then not show up. So it's sort of like
sense.
The kids programming that you wait until right before you're physically present. You know you're going to do it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And then there's a science series. I don't know who this geologist Hig Higman is. Do you know anything about that?
I don't. Maybe if Sunny is around, she can...
knows about that.
Yeah,
for sure.
She could
sent this in. It's about... talking about the rockfall and tsunami in Tracy Arm this summer.
Oh,
a geologist will be speaking about that. And that's coming up next week, next Thursday, the 8th at the library at 6:30. That sounds very interesting.
Yes. Paul Sharp has an incredible video of that area, Tracy Arm.
Oh, of what it looks like after the fall?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you never think that could happen in these fjords, right? You know, like when we get a tsunami warning, we go, well, that's out on the ocean.
Right.
But then there's things that can happen closer to home.
There
so is. That should be fascinating.
There is.
Yeah. So you guys are keeping very busy. Baby Raven Reads coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Brandy
and
Happy.
I think the mothers meetings, too, are going to be happening.
That's January 17th, both of them. So Baby Raven Reads from 11 to 12:30, and then the Mama to Mama Milk Meetup with lactation specialist, our registered nurse, Kelly Wood. That's Saturday from 2 to 3. And babies are welcome. So that's great. And, it is the last three Saturdays for the Rainforest Writers with Orrin Pearson. All of these you can sign up for at psglib.org.
Yes.
So get... You never have a slow time there at the library, doesn't think.
No. And also, of course, the year of reading will start again with Barb.
Can you tell me more about that? Like sign up and you read and then you log your reading hours?
Well, it's not necessarily logging reading hours. Mm-hmm. It's more that Barb has suggestions every month for things to read.
Mm-hmm.
And so you pick a book in that category and then I think you say a few words about it or at least send in the book that you read.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's prizes. There's prizes every month and then prizes every quarter.
Wow.
So.
Okay. And here's where you sign up. It's psglib.beanstalk.org. Mm-hmm. So that's happening.
Yeah. And if you've already signed up, you've got an account. So all you have to do is kind of just go in there and say, oh, yes, I'm here.
Right.
You don't have to create a new account, please.
Oh, that's when they get into trouble, right?
Yes.
You start, and you've got four accounts, and then you have to go to Chris for help. Yes. Who hasn't done that? Probably half the town. But anyway, well, we are doing Tradio pretty quiet today. I know we took a little hiatus from Tradio for the holidays, and the people have been starting to use the new phone number. It's been very gratifying because we can hear them when they talk. And they can hear us, too.
Yeah.
And that phone number is 907-531-8049. And we'll be here for a few more minutes doing Tradio. If you have something to buy, sell, trade, you have a present you'd like to exchange for something else maybe on Tradio, or who knows? another event coming up.
Yeah, you know, I missed getting a pizza because I dialed the wrong number. I didn't dial the 3808, but I had miscopied the new number.
5318049. Yep.
Somehow I had the 49 or 80 mixed up, and it was just like, wait.
I think a few people had that exact experience with the quiz show. Hopefully, we'll be back next Wednesday at 8:30, and we'll have some questions from local news. People like to call in, and it's funny they don't pick up their pizza coupons. So
I see that there's a basket full of them
with people's names on there, but I think they just like to the competition
yes,
of it.
The competition.
It's a competitive little town.
Maybe you should put expiration dates on them, and then you can reuse that.
Oh, Chris, that just leads to tears. It just leads to tears. No one likes that.
No, I'm sure.
One announcement I would like to read now while people are listening. To jurors for the January term, the trial that was scheduled for Monday, January 5th, has been vacated. That means no jurors will be needed. And your next call-in time is Friday, January 16th, after 6 in the evening. And that's a recorded jury information line number you would call 907-772-3826. And that is from the Petersburg Trial Courts. And I guess we can give it another minute or two. It seems like maybe everyone is still recovering from the holidays.
But if there's bingo tonight, we didn't hear from Sally.
That is true, and I wish that phone would ring with Sally on there because I've been saying bingo's going on tonight, as usual.
And
well, you take your chances.
I guess you take your chances.
Yeah, you can go down to Singley Alley and go to the Sons of Norway Hall, and after 6 o'clock, the doors will open, and bingo starts at 7, as far as I know. That is going on. Let me guess. That could be Sally filling us in. So we'll see. Our phone answerers are rushing to the job. Yep. And, there is someone on line one.
I didn't realize radio was going on this morning.
Good
Mike
morning.
Coral making an announcement for the wrestling club signups. They're for elementary wrestling. We're going to host signups tomorrow at Anchor Properties from 11 to 2. And then again next Saturday from 11 to 2.
Okay.
So bring your checkbook and be ready to sign some waivers and get online and renew your club membership. We'll get all that taken care of. And the season starts the 20th of January.
Oh. Is this what age group?
K through 5.
K through 5. Okay.
Okay.
So said elementary, so, yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. The little wrestlers, not the big I'll shovel your snow wrestlers.
Nope. Those guys are going to continue shoveling snow for the rest of the winter.
Mike, while I got you on the line, is there a phone number we could reach a wrestler at? Because that always comes to mind when you're halfway through your driveway.
You know what? He's going to hate me for this. I better not.
Oh, okay. I know. Don't do it. Don't do it.
You can go find James at Bike and Travel if he's not too busy.
Okay. Yeah, he's a very busy guy. Yeah, we don't be giving out phone numbers willy-nilly here.
I'm not going to give his phone number out, but if you catch him on the street, he could probably get you lined up. If not, he can probably find me, and I can get you lined up in contact with most of those guys.
And maybe someone knows a wrestler, and then you can ask them about it. But, they are often on people's minds this time of year when it comes to shoveling.
Yep.
So that's good news. But this is for the elementary kids this Saturday and next at Anchor Properties, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to host sign-ups, doing the waivers and getting re-registered for the club and paying dues and all that and getting ready to go. We'll have schedule information at signups. I don't have it in front of me, but I figured I'd put it on the radio and get the information out as many ways as possible.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, too.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay. Caller on line two. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Joyce.
Hi, Joyce.
Hello. I am calling for bingo. I don't have I guess nobody's permission, but I'm doing it anyhow. Mm-hmm. Sally won't be calling in anymore. She has retired from bingo.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. So Rhoda, Wendy, and Michelle will be taking over bingo starting tonight. And the doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7, but that's all I know.
That's okay. Very important information. Yes. Also good to know not to be calling on Sally for information. Then.
Yes.
So we'd appreciate it any time there's Tradio you call in. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I will try. Sally's been doing bingo for 25 years,
mm-hmm,
she said,
I know.
And she said it was time to retire.
Well, thanks for all her years of service, that's for sure. That was great. And thank you for calling in and letting us know about bingo tonight.
Yes.
Okay, there will be bingo, so everybody come.
Okay.
Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I think we should probably do a rundown.
Okay, so John called. He has 40-ounce bag of Starbucks espresso roast beans. He's asking $25 for that. If you're interested, call 907-772-3677. And we had... there will be wrestling signups for the elementary school kids. That's K through 5 at Anchor Properties tomorrow from 11 to 2 and next Saturday from 11 to 2. And this is for signups, doing the waivers, re-registering, paying your dues, collecting the schedule. Wrestling starts the 20th. And if you happen to run into James at Viking, you might be able to get lined up with help and shoveling snow.
With the wrestlers, not from James.
Yes.
He's busy.
Not from James,
yes.
But for the high school wrestlers.
Right.
Okay. And Joyce just called. There is bingo tonight. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. And that's at the Sons of Norway Hall.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for coming in. Thanks to everyone who called. And that wraps up Tradio for today, and we will be back next week on Wednesday at 9 o'clock with Tradio.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.